Learn, Prevent, and Screen is the theme under which Cervical Cancer Awareness Month is being observed. Gynecologic oncologist at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Damaris Batiste, defined the term for persons who are unaware. She also outlined the differences between uterine and cervical cancers.
Just to put it into, you know, layman's context, a baby grows in the womb, in the lining of the womb. And to evacuate from the womb, the baby has to pass from the body of the uterus through the cervix out through the vagina. So the cervix, as Dr. Jordan rightly said, is that part, the lower aspect of the uterus that juts into the vagina. Yes, so the uterus in its entirety is comprised of the body and the lower aspect, the tubular structure that juts into the vagina, that's the cervix. So uterine cancer, usually when we speak about uterine cancer, we're referring to cancer that originates from the lining of the womb. When we talk about cervical cancer, it's really that lower aspect that juts into the vagina.
Dr. Batiste also disclosed that the human papillomavirus, HPV, is the main culprit behind cervical cancer.
Primarily, there is one main culprit, and that is a virus known as human papillomavirus. This virus accounts for about 99% of cervical cancer. This is a sexually transmitted infection, and there are about 100 different types or 100 different strains of the HPV virus, and there are about 9 high-risk strains of HPV that account for cervical cancer.
Gynecologic oncologist at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Damaris Batiste. Meanwhile, Senior Registrar of General Surgery at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Erica Jordan, spoke about the HPV virus and how it is transmitted. She also explained how the HPV virus is related to cervical cancer.
Well, as Dr. Batiste would have mentioned, HPV, the human papillomavirus, is a virus. Viruses are intracellular organisms. They need to live inside of a cell structure. But HPV in itself is a sexually transmitted disease. It's a sexually transmitted illness. It is passed from direct contact with unprotected sex, from an infected sexual partner to another person. So that is why we start screening persons. I know I'm jumping a little ahead, but if you have not commenced your sexually active life, if you do not carry the HPV virus, you are not a candidate for cervical cancer. But 99.9% of persons that carry that are suffering from cervical cancer are infected with the HPV virus. Some textbooks will tell you there is no cervical cancer without previously existing the HPV virus at the level of the cervix.
Senior Registrar of General Surgery at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Erica Jordan. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.